All right, Church, thank you for checking in today. It has been quite a while since I did one of these podcasts, and I apologize for that. It was, I don't even remember why I originally started missing a couple days of this, but for quite a while here at the end of December and early January, I did not have a reliable voice, and I still don't quite have my voice back all the way, but it's time to get moving and do what needs to be done, and my voice is good enough, and that's going to have to be good enough, because God gave me a voice. Good or bad is not really my decision to make, and He has given me a voice, and my job is to steward and use the voice He has given me, combined with Scripture that He gives me, combined with the leadership, stewardship of a church that He's given me. My job is to use those for His glory. And if my voice hurts a little bit or sounds a little weird, who cares? So let's get into it. I want to talk today topically. We'll get into a new series here in a bit, but I always like to spend January on topical issues, just centering on who our church is. But the topic of how to handle stuff in shifting times, how to pray through shifting times, stressful, painful, hard times, and a perspective that you need in order to do it. And I want to show you a very simple verse that our church memorized just a few months ago. I hope you did. Matthew 6, verse 34, "Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself, and sufficient for the day is its own trouble." This is the last verse of Matthew 6, midway through the Sermon on the Mount. Powerful message all the way through it. And this is the last verse of a particular paragraph that's all about not worrying and having the right perspective on worry. And by having the right perspective on worry, you won't worry. So you really need to read all of Matthew 6, at least verses, say, 25 and following. But either way, I'm looking at this particular verse. "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." So if you read that, and that's Jesus speaking, so let's take it seriously, don't worry about tomorrow. He says that today has enough trouble of its own. So yeah, you're going to have some troubles today. There's going to be issues in front of you today that you're going to have to deal with today. So deal with them. And the issues that you're dealing with today are probably going to point you towards tomorrow, and you're going to say, well, if I have to deal with this today, then tomorrow I'm going to have to deal with that. And I can see how where this is headed, and that's how you get in a cycle of worry and anxiety. Right now, and I'll spend a little bit of time talking about this because it's a primary, a leading prayer need in our church and has been for several weeks now. Mike Aiello is in the hospital. They have put him on a ventilator. He's been in there since, I think, December 29th. It's been quite a while now, and everybody's praying for him, and it's been getting worse ever since he got there. And to the point where he's now on a ventilator, and Matt told me today is that we're at the miracle stage now. It's without a miracle that's the only possible way Mike gets out of this alive is with a miracle. That's where we're at right now. There's nothing else to trust in. Okay, and so this has led to all sorts of worrying and hand wringing and anxiety around here because Mike owns our building. Mike owns a large company with 60 something employees. There's a building projects around here that are like partway done, major concerns. And everybody is like, what does this mean? Where are we going to be if he dies? And what's going to happen? And some of them are in jobs where part of their job, their job at the company or their connection here forces them to be looking long-term. They have to put bids out. They have to do things. You're in a position where you're forced to look long-term. And Jesus says, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Worry about today and don't worry about tomorrow. And yet we find ourselves in jobs all the time where somehow thinking about tomorrow is part of the job. Although Jesus would say, well, whatever is part of your job, worry isn't it. And that's the right answer here. Okay? So face your troubles today. Face them head on. Face them directly. Don't put them off for tomorrow. And don't put your head in the sand and don't pretend that they'll magically solve themselves. And don't sit around wringing your hands today over what might happen tomorrow and what could go wrong. Okay? If you get that perspective right, that God has given you today, and your job is to be a good steward of your day today and use all the every minute of the day that he gives you today for his glory today. And don't donate your minutes and your attention today into some future thing. And I'm gonna dwell all day long on the future. You've accomplished nothing today. I'm sitting here in the church, and the fire company is right next door. I don't know if you can hear it over this thing or not, but their alarm just went off. Somebody else has enough worries for today. You were worried about tomorrow. Well, now the fire company is coming to your house. Somebody's getting this. Let me pray for them. Lord God, I lift up this emergency, whatever this is. Lord, we pray if it's an accident, if it's a house problem or whatever it is, Lord, we pray your name, your healing touch, your comfort. We pray your joy, your victory. Lord, we pray for the families involved. We pray for the volunteers involved and the fire company itself. Lord, we lift this situation up in your name. We trust you for it. And Lord, and I pray that you would bring about your glory through this. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have the right perspective on your day, I'm going to carry on through this. We've prayed for them. We're going to trust the Lord that whatever this emergency is, it's in God's hands. And I hope that noise stops soon. But we're going to go ahead with this. Your job, your task under God, is to be a good steward. Stewardship is a word people don't understand and don't use, and they get confused by it. But that's your job. God has given you a body and a period of time in your body. It's not your body. It's not your life. It's not your day. It's all God's. And he has given it to you, assigned it to you as a task for a period of time. And he has given you today for 24 hours of today. As long as you live today, he's given it to you on loan. He's loaned it to you for you to use to serve him back. That's it. That should transform the way you pray. It should transform the way you live your life. It should transform the way you think about your day today. It should transform the way you pray for Mike and any other prayer need that comes along. And there's many. Mike is the urgent one right now on the spot. There's plenty of others. He's just the one that we're all focused on right now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Deal with today. Lock arms, look out for each other, care for each other, do everything you know how to do, biblically speaking, in love for one another under God. Do it all. Do it responsibly. Engage the day for the glory of God. Face it head on, and deal with it. And if there's worries and concerns today, which there are, then face them under God and give them to God and trust in God for them. And do whatever you can to serve others. And now tomorrow comes along, and tomorrow will be the same assignment. You steward your day for the glory of God. Now that will affect the way you pray. Instead of praying these worried, fearful, anxious, hand-wringing kind of prayers, oh God, just please, please God, if it pleases you, sir, may you please just do this. Stop using the word just in your prayers outright. Get rid of that word. Stop doing that. It's just ridiculous. Go boldly to the throne of God. You have a day today that he's loaned it to you for his glory. Do you think you could go to him about your day and cast your troubles on him and put your hope in him and do that with a little bit of joy in your voice, maybe because you're talking to the God of the universe who died for you and there's no condemnation for those in Christ? You can pray boldly, and you should. Stop praying. You'll pray more if you pray boldly. You'll enjoy prayer time if you pray boldly. You'll enjoy it. It won't feel defeated. You pray a defeated prayer, no wonder your prayer life is defeated and deflated, and you don't want to pray. Pray boldly. Pray centered on today. If there are future issues that you know are future issues that are there, and you know you're going to have to face them, and in the course of doing your day today for the glory of God, you have to make decisions about tomorrow. That's normal. That's realistic. Then make those decisions about tomorrow, but don't make them under the gloom of worry. make them under the joy of salvation. Because your day today is saved and redeemed by God, and you're praying today. And so you do it with joy. All right, pray for Mike. Mike is in God's hands. Have you given your life to God? Then your life is in God's hands. Does our church belong to God? Yes. Does this building belong to God that the church is in? Yes. Does Mike's company belong to God? Yes. All these things have been dedicated to God. They belong to God before today. And so today something has come along, put on a ventilator, and now everybody says, oh, he's in God's hands now. The only way out of this is a healing, a miracle. Yeah, well, he was in God's hands yesterday too. He's always in God's hands. His company was always in God's hands. This building was always in God's hands. The church was always in God's hands. The church, if we use this building, that's in God's hands. If we don't, that's in God's hands. It always was. That was true last year, and it's true this year. It's true if Mike miraculously is healed, and it's true if God takes him home. It's always been true. It doesn't change. So stop worrying about the future. The future belongs to God. The present belongs to God. You've already given your life to God. You've already given your future to God. Now you can pray boldly. Now you can pray joyfully. You can pray victoriously. And you can set out and walk with God today, march with God today, live with God today. And you can do it with great joy, even if you are doing it under a very hard time, under a significant personal struggle, under a close friend, somebody like Mike. He's had his hands in 100 things, and if he goes, or the fact that he's already been in the hospital 2 weeks, that in itself, yeah, sure, of course it adds a lot of stress, but you know what? You have a job to do, and that job is to serve God, and it has not changed. And he'll give you a day today, and he'll probably give you a day tomorrow, and the job will be to do your job for the glory of God. And that was true yesterday too, and it was true last year too. Hasn't changed. Your job description might change. The soil is shifting. The land that you're standing on is shifting a little bit. You might be in a different place tomorrow. But your job will be from that place to serve God without worry, without fear. Pray without worry. Pray without fear. And watch how your prayers are transformed into joy, into victory, into faith. Oh, well, what if my prayers don't get answered? That's not your responsibility. Don't come to me about that. Come to God about that. And come boldly to God about that. What if my prayers don't get answered? Well, pray them today. And if they don't get answered tomorrow, pray them tomorrow. And pray them without worry and without anxiety. But instead, if you have no worry and no anxiety, then that means you're going to have great courage and great boldness. So pray with great courage and great boldness and great victory. And trust God for it, and trust God again tomorrow. And if today it goes a way you wouldn't have wanted, in bad news and bad news on top of bad news, guess what? Don't worry, that won't help. Don't have anxiety, that won't help. Today belonged to God, tomorrow belonged to God. It's a new day, wake up tomorrow, give it to God. It belongs to Him anyway. Live as though it belongs to Him. Make your decisions as though your decisions belong to Him, because they do. And if you live, you belong to God and you live for God. And if you die, you belong to God and you'll be with Him for eternity. And there's great joy there too. Nothing to fear. All right? Live each day under God as though that day is completely owned by Him. And if it's owned by Him, then it's not even within your rights to donate today towards tomorrow and to focus all day today on tomorrow's worries. You don't even have the right to do that. That would be sin. It would be wrong. It would be to deny God His ownership of today. All right. Memorize Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Straight up memorize them. If you want to start, I usually people just start at the beginning and just work straight through, but you could always start in Matthew 6, 33, the second to last verse of that little paragraph. Matthew 6, 33 is, I think, the first verse we taught all three of our kids. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You got to memorize that verse. No matter what, you have to memorize that. If you're that's just some really simple stuff. Memorize that, but memorize the whole paragraph and watch, and then do it, and then obey what that paragraph says, because it's God saying it. and now live your life as though it is true, because it's true. All right. Glory to God. Pray for Mike. Pray boldly for Mike. Pray for your current worries, whatever they are. Confess your sin and receive the forgiveness of God for worries about anything else. Face the day strong, face the day boldly. Lock arms with others, love your neighbors, look out for each other. You're never going to look out for each other if you're worried about tomorrow. If you're worried and consumed with your own worries and your own fears about the future and whatever else, you will never be able to live the actual daily life that you're supposed to be living. So give all that to God and watch your life transform into great joy. All right, we'll talk to you some more tomorrow, maybe on this topic, maybe some others, and we'll get into a series here by the end of the month. God bless you. I'll see you then.